Rafer?
Yes.
You know the most kick-ass thing I did this weekend?
Let me guess. You saw How to Train Your Dragon?
Oh, you're so close. You're so close. It was so much more kick-ass than that, though.
So you saw kick-ass itself.
I did see kick-ass. Did you see kick-ass too?
I did see kick-ass.
Excellent.
I liked it a lot. What did you think?
I loved it.
You loved it.
I loved it. I actually was one of those people who could be defined by how film reviewers say audiences respond. For example, it will make you stand up and cheer. That was me.
That
I was like
you.
Standing up and cheering.
You stood up and cheered. That's awesome.
I totally stood up and cheered. Yeah.
That's awesome. You, and see, that's interesting. You are not the target audience of that film.
What? You don't think Kristen Meinzer? That's right, Kristen Meinzer, movie producer for The Takeaway.
I think Rafer Guzman, movie critic for Newsday, am more the target audience.
Really? Because I think Movie Date, which is what you're listening to now, I think Movie Date fans would love this. I think you and I would love it. I think anybody would love this movie. Who's not going to love this movie?
I totally agree. But here's the thing about that movie. Rated R. Comic book movie, rated R. So obviously you're chopping out a huge section of the population right there, right?
True, but I think that this is still going to be a movie that kids see.
I think so too.
They're going to sneak in. They're going to buy tickets for How to Train Your Dragon. They're just going to walk right across the hall. They're going to go and watch that movie.
Bye, Mom. I'll be inside watching How to Train Your Dragon. Yeah, exactly. You can pick us up in 2 hours. Yeah. No, you're probably right. You know, my secret theory, I have no proof of this, but you know how retail stores build in a certain margin of loss for shoplifting?
Mm-hmm.
I think movie studios build in a certain margin of gain for illegal kids sneaking into the movies.
That
do you know
makes
what I'm
sense.
Saying?
Yeah.
I think they do. I really think they do. Because, you know, would you produce an R-rated comic book comedy without thinking 13 and 14-year-olds are going to sneak in and see this movie?
How can you not? I so enjoyed it. You want to see the 11-year-old swearing like a sailor and killing people.
Yes, exactly.
Violently. Violently, violently killing people.
It is actually an amazingly violent film. I was really surprised when I saw it. I saw it at a screening with a friend of mine, and we both kept turning to each other. I mean, bodies are literally exploding. You know, people are losing their limbs on screen.
People being microwaved to death.
Yeah, worse.
People being harnessed up to, remember when Hit Girl kind of threw all of her lassos and whips kind of lassos the guy so that he actually shoots himself. Yeah,
yes,
he blows his own brains out.
Right, which was hilarious. I mean, and the whole thing is very funny, but there were these moments where my friend and I would look at each other and think, who is this movie for? Because this is a level of violence that is very Tarantino. It's a hard R. It's not Spider-Man. It's not X-Men, you know?
You didn't think it was cartoonish enough, though? It was almost like not as violent as Tarantino in some ways?
It's definitely cartoonish. I mean, it's definitely cartoonish. But, I mean, people are losing life and literally limb. You know, people are expiring in front of your eyes, and it's really happening.
In huge numbers and gruesome ways.
Yeah, yes. Gruesome, inventive, clever, hilarious ways.
Yeah. And
it's all played for, it's all played mostly for laughs. But there are some real wince-inducing moments in the movie, I thought.
Yeah, there are. But then there are those moments of tenderness. Remember when, I don't want to give anything away to the listeners, but remember when we have Big Daddy during, you know, one of his last scenes with
Nicolas Cage?
Yes, with Hit Girl. I thought with Chloe Moretz.
Yes.
I thought there were some moments of true tenderness there.
Yes, very tender, very tender. Here's something interesting. I do feel, even though I said that you are not the target audience, I do in some ways feel that you are the secret audience for this. I think you are the under-the-radar audience. I think it's comic books, especially over the last 15, 20 years maybe, have really gained a huge female following. And I feel like in a lot of ways, the character of Hit Girl might be sort of a bait a little bit to pull women in, right? I mean, do you feel like you're pretty well versed in the comic book universe?
Absolutely not. I date a comic book nerd.
Ah.
And he draws comic books, and he is a lover of all comic book things.
Uh-huh.
He's actually read all of the Kick-Ass comic books.
Oh, okay.
And he was a little bit upset that I went to see it without him.
Oh, you went to see it without him? Wow, I can imagine.
He was working late, and I really wanted to go see it. So
he hasn't seen it yet.
We can't get
his opinion on that.
No, okay. We can't get his opinion on it. But I think that you're right that part of it's that we have characters like Hit Girl who are so enticing for females who want to be strong females, who want to see strong female role models. Part of it's I'm sure that I'm not alone in that I, like many young women, date men who love comic books.
Right.
Men who read comic books and the women who love them.
Right.
But I think that there's something so enticing about a strong female character, period, in the movies. And on top of that, a strong female superhero, because how many strong female superheroes are there? A lot of them are just extensions of male characters. Like, for
right.
example, Batgirl. That's
right.
not even a real character.
No, that's
just
not
a
real
spin
character.
Off of a, yeah.
Supergirl, I mean, same thing.
Yeah, same
sure.
thing. Like, you're not even your Wonder Woman. With the exception of Wonder Woman, there are very few
right.
that just feel like they are totally their own character. They're not a spinoff of somebody else.
Right.
I could be wrong because I don't know enough about comic book history. For all I know, she might have been a spinoff of another character. But she feels fully formed and completely herself
yeah.
in the comic book universe.
But and don't you think that the thing about Hit Girl, you know, the Times review, I felt, was very... was sort of taking the film to task for a kind of a false sense of feminism. But one of the things I liked about the movie was that she's a superhero, obviously by dint of being, you know, 11 or 13, which, mm-hmm. you know, Moretz is now. But by dint of being so young, she's not sexual. So there's mm-hmm. there's none of this. There's no jiggle. There's no TNA. There's,
yeah.
no, there's nothing.
I love
there's
that
nothing,
about her.
Yeah.
I really love that about her.
And that's
her.
Kind of nice. She's an actual female, non-sexualized superhero, and she is really kicking ass. And I thought that was pretty cool.
I love that about it. And I did not read that review in the New York Times. I actually, no offense to you as a film
yes.
reviewer, but
yes.
I do not read film reviews until after I see movies.
That's actually good advice, I hate to say.
Yeah,
but, yeah.
I deliberately do not read film reviews until afterwards because I don't want to have my opinions, you know, somehow sullied or my expectations too high. And
right.
I even try to usually avoid previews for that reason. That totally worked for me with Kick-Ass. I knew almost nothing about it before.
I don't know what that says about my future job security, but there you go.
But I totally agree with what you're saying about the fact that Chloe Moretz's character is not sexualized at all.
Yeah.
No point do I feel that she's sexualized. She really feels like a little girl. The first scene you see her in with Nicolas Cage,
yeah.
she may as well be 7. She,
right.
You know, she could be 7, she could be 11, whatever.
I kept thinking 9 the whole
yeah.
time, and I can't remember if her age is specifically stated. I feel like maybe someone says 9 years old at the time. I'm not sure, but she mm-hmm. looks like, she just looks like a tyke. You know,
yeah.
she looks very young.
And she's so fierce. She's definitely, of all the characters in the movie, she's the fiercest.
Yes.
And if there was a spin-off movie ever made of this, I don't even think it needs to have Kick-Ass in it, as long as it has Hit Girl. I think it's totally fine.
But we're clearly set up for a sequel, right? At the end, there's a...
a great cliche.
Yes, a great comic book within a comic book cliche at the end that sets us up for a sequel. But I have to say, I kind of hope they don't go there, because I really can't foresee the same freshness and the same novelty and the same kind of unusualness in a second go round.
I don't want a sequel.
I almost never want a sequel, to be honest, but this one especially, because I just
you never
felt like,
want a sequel.
No, I
if
never
something
want
tastes
a sequel.
Delicious, you don't want a second piece.
No, I want that piece to stand on its own, pure, unsullied, with nothing else around it. The sequels just, they just wind up tarnishing the original in some way. And it's always diminishing returns to me.
Well, I think that's true in a lot of movies. Back to the Future, for example. I think that was
sure.
completely true with. But I think if Hit Girl comes back again, I'd be thrilled with that.
Maybe Hit Girl could
because,
come back again.
Because, come on, is Kick-Ass actually that compelling of a character? Is he?
I think he's pretty compelling. I really like that character a lot. I mean, and I think the reason I like him is because he is less of a superhero cliche than even Hit Girl is. I mean, clearly Hit Girl is toying with a lot of the superhero myths and the things that we expect out of superheroes, but Kick-Ass himself, Dave Lazowski, is really not your... I mean, you know, I was saying
he
in my review...
He has no superpower
no, he's got,
at all.
He's got no superpowers. And I was saying, you know, there are very few cliches in the movie. And if you're waiting for that moment where he suddenly sprouts muscles and learns how to, you know, beat someone up, you know, with martial arts fancy moves, that never happens. You know, he never becomes the big muscle-bound guy. And I really thought that was really compelling. He's always kind of a realistic kid in a scuba diving costume trying to fight his way out of a hard situation. I really like that. I thought that was
really
compelling.
It's true that those are the points where the violence is most real when they
yes.
involve him.
Yes, yes.
And it's just amazing how real the violence is comparatively. If you look at the Hit Girl scenes, that almost just makes you laugh and laugh. When it happens to him,
totally.
Everyone in the audience goes, oh!
Right.
Oh, God.
Right.
But when Hit Girl does it, it just makes you laugh and laugh.
Right,
you know?
Right. Yeah.
Look,
and
she
right.
chopped his legs off.
Right. Right. Yeah, I know. And you're totally cracking up. I also think the one thing about that movie is I think it had a real British flair to it. The guy, the Matthew Vaughn, the director, is kind of a Guy Ritchie protege, and he did Layer Cake, which was sort of a sub Guy Ritchie movie.
And Mark Miller, the writer of Kick-Ass, he's British too.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know he was British. Oh, because the illustrator I know is American, so I assume that Miller was British. Okay, that explains a few things. That explains the particular swear word that Hit Girl comes at us with in the movie, which I think Brits tend to use a lot, and Americans would just never dream of using it. But that answers a few things. But I do think there's a certain British gleeful nastiness to the movie that really only the Brits can do. The Americans can't quite do it. And I think that's also very appealing in the film.
I love that. I love it. And unfortunately, we're already out of time. I can't believe we went through Hit Girl, we went through Kick-Ass that fast, but it was great. I loved it, and I think we both agree that it was very enjoyable.
I do agree.
Thanks, Rafer.
Thanks, Kristen.